Existence perfect? Hmm? The world is perfect right now? Huh? You said it's perfect. It's perfect? The world is perfect right now. Looks like you had a good breakfast and came. You ask those 50% of the population on the planet who don't get to eat properly every day, you ask them if the world is perfect. When stomach is full, we make one kind of philosophy. When stomach is empty, we make another kind of philosophy. Isn't it? Is the world perfect right now? If you transform yourself, you can do a lot with the world. If you are unable to transform yourself, you can only mess with the world, isn't it? You just look into yourself and see how much nonsense is there. Is it there or not?
It's not there.
It's not there? Do you go through 24 hours in absolute bliss? Life has not knocked you sufficiently yet. Really. Life hasn't knocked you around sufficiently. You ask many other people here. Those who have been knocked around by life, they experience life in a different way. You wait for some time. You married?
Is this a blessing or a curse?
Existence is perfect, the world is perfect, everything is okay with me and the world. Why any change? We must be living in a dream. If you just open your eyes and look around, you will see, doesn't matter what's your philosophy, enormous suffering in the world, isn't it? Too much. If you relate yourself to people around you, I'm not talking about that man in the slum, even the so-called well-to-do, the level of suffering that they go within themselves is untold. Too much suffering is happening in the world. Nobody with eyes can say it is perfect. If you look around, you'll see lot of suffering. Isn't it so? I'm not trying to paint a negative picture, but it's there, isn't it? Many of these people work in hospitals, there are doctors here, you ask them, their patients suffering and their own suffering, isn't it there every day? See, accepting somebody else's suffering is easy. But when it comes to you, that's when the problem is, isn't it? Now when you are being eaten, then you cannot talk with the same nonchalance, isn't it? Isn't it so? See, this is all like, some time ago I'm in an international conference where, discussions about poverty alleviation and things like this are going on. So when a very pious, religious looking person stands up and says, isn't this all divine plan? Why are we discussing about all these problems and trying to change all these things? Isn't this all divine plan? Yes. Somebody's stomach is empty, it must be divine plan. If your stomach is empty, you'll have your own plan, won't you? Won't you? Yes. So, half the people are suffering right now, but it's okay, existence is perfect. But if the suffering comes to you, then it's not perfect. We want to do something about it. Isn't it so? So all the things that are happening in Madras city, it is not perfect. And if you allow it to be that way, it'll not be long before it catches up with you also. Isn't it so? Yes or no? If you just allow it to be as it is not long before it comes and really catches up with you. Isn't it? Somebody is dying, it's okay, it's natural. After all, tiger eats a goat. But tomorrow when your child gets eaten, then things will come up, isn't it? So don't get into such philosophies. Existence is a mess right now. When I say existence, I'm not talking about larger existence. Let's say the world. If man disappears from this planet, then everything is perfect. That I would agree. Then it's just a natural process. But now, this is not a natural order of life. This is a very unnatural order of life that we have created. If a tiger eats a goat, it just eats one goat in 15 days. Do you know this? Do you know a tiger eats once in 12 to 15 days? Not every day. If it makes one kill, next 12, 15 days it doesn't eat anything. But man's nature is not like that. He wants to make a kill every minute of his life. Isn't it so? So this is not a natural order of life. If you went by the natural order, stomach is full, you shouldn't touch anything in the world. That's not how it is. If your stomach gets full, you want to get the whole world for yourself. That's the way you are made. So if you don't bring sense into yourself, then, you know, one man will rise one day who is so powerful, who won't let anybody live. Such things have happened in the past, hasn't it? Even now, there are many, including you, waiting for this, but fortunately you're not so capable. If all of them became industrious, 6 billion people, if they became industrious, this the way we are going, the type of activity that we're performing on the planet, within probably 25 years the planet will be finished. If all the 6 billion people become extremely active, half of them are lazy. The lazy are saving the planet. That's not good, you know. The intelligent should save the planet, but the lazy and the useless are saving the planet. That's not a good way to survive. Isn't it? But that's how it is happening right now. So perfection, things will be perfect only if you and me are dead. We are alive, there's no perfection, something can be done about it. Isn't it so? Yes? When you go to your grave, you will be perfect. But as long as you stand here alive, there is something we can do about it. So we're just trying to do that. That's a sign of aliveness, that we still believe, we still see there is a room for enhancing the possibility of life. Now, is this not enough? Actually within you, there is something within you which will not settle for anything. Do you see this? Is it there or no? You may try to kill it in so many ways, with so many philosophies, but you can't kill it. There is something in you which won't settle, which wants to. Everything, nothing less than everything, less than the infinite, it will not settle. So I'm saying, why don't we give it a conscious expression? Anyway, it is finding an unconscious expression, why don't we give it a conscious expression? That's all the yoga is about. You're already seeking it unconsciously. We want to set up a process so that you seek it consciously. That's all the change we're trying to do. Is it better to seek something consciously than unconsciously? A better way to approach it.
For more on Sadhguru, visit www.ishafoundation.org.